Well, John Bale is an army veteran who was deployed twice to Afghanistan. He's the co-founder of Soldier On, a charity that works to support veterans. And he's now the managing director of Fortum Australia, which provides mental health support for first responders. He joined me earlier. John Bale, there's probably no one in Australia that's had as much contact with veterans who've been suicidal or the families of those who have tragically taken their own lives. How is this news today being received by those families?
Well, I think news like this is always difficult because it comes with a mix of emotion. This is something where it's going to be a little bit bittersweet. Victory in so far for so many that have asked for this, but now having to tell that story again and again as to why it occurred and hopefully how we as a country can do better to make sure that veterans don't take their lives in the numbers they have been.
We know that war is ugly. We know that it's often fought by the young, those who are perhaps emotionally under-equipped, and that would cause a lot of pressure on them when they return back to, quote, normal life. Beyond that, though, just explain to our audience the problems in the system that need to be eked out in a commission like this.
So it's really those who leave medically that the ones that I think and other organisations have really focused on are the key people that need to be the focus of this Royal Commission. If we can support them and make sure that they make that transition well into employment, but also into purpose and making sure they're connected socially, I really think that we've got an opportunity to reduce the numbers. And work, more importantly, has been done on this, but it hasn't been done to the standard required. This is not, and I should labour this point, just a government solution. When you leave the Defence Force, you rejoin society. And society needs to look at this Royal Commission as well and say, what can we all do? What can we do to support veterans when they're leaving, especially those highest at risk, which is those young, medically discharging veterans, and what can we do?
So you don't want this just to be about the Department of Veterans Affairs, for example?
No, I think if we do that, it's a failure of the Royal Commission. The Department of Veterans Affairs has a key role and it needs to be a focus of this, but it cannot be the entire focus of the Royal Commission. The Royal Commission has to look broader than that. It has to look into how families are supported in transition, employment opportunities, how people are checked in with when they leave, not potentially 6-12 months later, but years later, when the trauma of what they went through or when the purpose of what they had has slowly but surely been eked away.
There's a lot of focus on PTSD after soldiers have served. That's not the whole story, and you've done some interesting work around what's called moral injury. Can you explain that to our listeners?
So PTSD, I think, is something quite known with inside the Australian lexicon and probably also with inside all the countries that have been to Afghanistan, Iraq, East Timor and other places that we've fought or tried to make better in the last 10, 15 years. Moral injury is more where you've seen something that is against your moral compass. And going overseas to some of the places where we have been, we are seeing things that just don't sit right with us. They're not the way that we were brought up. And often we can't do as much as we would like to. Young children in Afghanistan are a clear example of that. Often the person, when they come back, never really resets within our society. And that can cause a lot of shame and a lot of guilt, especially now that we've just decided that we are withdrawing with America from Afghanistan. That shame and guilt can last not just immediately afterwards, but potentially for the person's entire life. And these are the kind of things that research have highlighted that we need to focus on.
And do investigations into war crimes, for example, and questions over the legitimacy of the entire war, as we've seen pretty much from the start of this 20-year conflict in Afghanistan, does that exacerbate those feelings for those that come home?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I think that goes back to that point of moral injury. It's very difficult to look your kids in the eye and talk to them about what you've achieved when they will read history or histories around the Brereton Report and Special Forces investigations. They will look, no doubt, in 5-10 years at Afghanistan not being the country that we left it, not being the country that we wanted to leave, in fact, being a country that will probably go back to pre-2001. So I think all of these things play out with, was it worth it? Was it actually something that we as veterans who went there can hold our heads high? Because they've been part of conflicts that are not as simple to explain as World War One and World War Two. We are more the same generation in so far as explaining to the Australian people what we did as our Vietnam generation. And we all know how poorly we did with that generation. But also hopefully some of the lessons here can actually move into the general population. We as a country have a horrible rate of suicide, especially amongst young men, especially with inside our first responder community. This is an opportunity to look at all these factors and also push them into other sectors within inside our community.
So you would hope to see the outcomes of this commission perhaps what washing through into other high-risk areas for suicide, like first responders, where you've been doing a lot of great work.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a real opportunity. So what is it? What's the systemic issues that are occurring? What are the narratives in our country where we look at a veteran now and potentially we don't see them as someone we'd like to employ? We might see them as someone who is going to have PTSD or someone who's got moral injury or is going to probably not perform as well because of their mental health issues, and really make sure that we don't have a narrative here where people are seeing veterans in a negative light. This has to be a Royal Commission that comes out with positive, proactive areas to put the veteran narrative in the right space, as well as systemic changes to make sure that the veterans transition well, and also that these lessons can be learned by other high-risk groups.
Co-founder of Soldier On, John Bale, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, David.
And if you or anyone you know is struggling, Lifeline is a service you can call, the number 13 11 14. There's also the Open Arms Veterans Counselling Service on 1800 011 046.